Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Time on a Thursday with my guy Will Wilson. That's what we just got through talking about fall camp, players back on campus, fan day. It's going to be electric down there. The kids running around, getting a chance to meet their favorite players, and some of the lucky kids get to meet the head coach, Scott Frost, with a chance to interact with him. Do we have Coach?
Yes, we do. We got Coach.
Awesome, man. I can't wait. We got to have Solid Dogs manager Brett Jody. Coach, what's going on, my man?
What's up, guys? Good to be back with y'all.
It is, man. I got to tell you, so it's kind of a fun deal we got going right now. I know you're out in Fargo. You guys got an early game, a 12:30 start. Will's back in the studio. I'm on a little vacation with the fam. I'm in Colorado. We're in three different spots right now, rocking a radio spot.
Man, the technology, right? I mean, we can do anything nowadays.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Hey, I want to start off by, man, I just want to ask you how you're doing, man. How you're feeling? We know you went through some stuff, man. How's the energy and, you know, how you feeling?
Yeah, man, it's been a crazy couple weeks, I guess, man, and we've gotten through it all right. And I had about 5 days probably where I was feeling pretty run down, pretty bad. So it hit me fairly hard, I guess. I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to, and haven't talked to that many people that have had it or whatever. But good to be back now. I feel pretty close to normal. Energy level still trying to come back fully, and trying to, you know, get back in the flow of those things and everything, because I just wasn't able to do much, and then honestly didn't feel like doing much during the time that I was sick a little bit. So. But coming back strong now, and just great to be back with the team, man. I was watching it on the live feed and everything, but man, that's tough to do when you want to make changes and do some things and all that, and you just can't do anything. You just feel helpless. So it's great to be back with the guys now.
I feel like what you just described was the scene from the movie Major League, when the manager went down and he had the, you know, the heart issue, and he's in bed and they're in the series, and that's you in your bed yelling at the live stream.
That's right. Yeah. I did find myself at one point like, what are you doing? What are we doing? You know, and stuff like that. But then you just got to calm down and try not to get too uptight about it, because I'm sitting there trying to rest and stuff too, and then I'm getting my heart rate up and everything. So yeah, it was tough. And what was he watching? That English Tea channel or something like that? Exactly. Like he was watching the English Tea and listening to the game, I think, on the radio. That was a great scene.
So did you, Coach, did you like learn anything from watching your guys, you know, through television, you know, because you're always watching them on the field and it's kind of different. I mean, did you like learn anything from seeing them in a different way?
Sure, you can see some things that you can't see from the side. Maybe biggest thing would be with the pitchers. You see that behind the center field wall view, so you can see exactly where these pitches are going and the kind of action on them and stuff. I was able to watch a couple, you know, of our new pitchers, which I actually got to see last night in person for the first time. But I got to see what their stuff looked like, and I was real excited about them. And it was funny because we have the same home plate or umpiring crew right now that we had last series. So first thing I did when I went to the meeting on Tuesday was, hey guys, the good news is I'm back. The bad news is I saw all y'all on the live feed. I saw every call you made. So y'all better cleaned up, you know. But no, I was having some fun with them. But yeah, you get a little bit different perspective. But then, some of the feeds, you get to see the play once. You don't get to see it again, or they don't follow it all the way maybe to a play at first or a play at home or something. So it's kind of tough seeing everything and like that. But definitely like the in-person view more. But, yeah, there was things I was charting and writing down pitch counts and still keeping track of things and stuff like that. And I was in contact with Tommy and TJ a lot as well to kind of help them through what was going on.
We're speaking to Salt Dogs manager Brett Jody. Hey, Coach, where you're at right now, 62 games in. It looks like you have about eight or so back first place at Kansas City. When you start getting this point of the season, do you guys and you and Tommy and whoever else start reassessing where you're at and what it's going to take to get to where you got to go. Because when you look at the schedule, you're going to get out of the South Division a little bit and not be playing teams named Kansas City, Cleveland, Sioux Falls, Sioux City, and flipping the script and going the other side, the North. Do you start reassessing and maybe start breaking the season up into series now?
You do, yeah. Now's the time when you're in the downward slide, I guess, downhill part of the season. You won't really want to look at it, and you have to kind of scoreboard watch a little bit. And we still control what we can do, I think, in so many ways. But you're right, we don't play much of our division anymore, so we're playing the other division. But wins are wins. We can't control that anymore. We need to control what we can do, and we have to win series. And not only that, we need to go on some kind of run. And we keep saying that, and we're primed to do it. And I keep feeling it, and you can tell it's there. It's close, but it just hadn't come to fruition yet for a variety of reasons. We're going through some things right now. And hold on 1 second. I'll be out in about 15 minutes. Sorry, the maid came by, man. But I didn't have any do not disturb sign. That was the first thing I looked for. I didn't have one this trip. But yeah, we have to go on that run. And we've been so close, man. I really like the way we're playing offensively. Pitching, I think I like our starting rotation. We got a couple injuries in the pen. It should come back in the next probably week or so. And that'll give us some more depth because we've really filled in some holes there as well. But just have to hold the lead when we have it and take advantage of those types of situations. But like I said, we have to go on some type of run to have a chance at this. And I think we're very capable to do so. We're missing five guys right now. We're still playing well. These guys are playing their tails off. And when we get reloaded with those guys and come back and back to full strength, you know, we just hope it's not too late to go on that run. But I feel like we're primed to do so and looking forward to what the rest of the season holds.
We're talking to Salt Dogs manager Brett Jody. Coach, I'm curious, you know, I saw about a week ago there was a few new guys who joined the team. And correct me if I'm wrong, but were they fresh out of college players?
Yes. We've added three guys fresh out of college. One two-way guy, he was up for the John Olerud Award, Adam Mercer, Garrett Delano. Ben Woreski was a starter at Rutgers, actually pitched, against Nebraska this year and had some really good feedback about him. And then David Zaz, we've gotten to see him one time. He's a reliever, a lefty out of the pen, kind of a funky delivery, and got real good feedback about him from one of my previous college coaches, Jim Toman, coaches at Middle Tennessee State, and recommended this guy. So we just brought him aboard the other day as well. So, two of the guys in last night's game pitched six of the nine innings and gave up one run. You know, two of the college guys and the two-way guy was playing right field the whole game, and I brought him in the last two innings to pitch. So it's kind of funny. It's fun to do that and have those athletes around and let them showcase themselves as well and just show what they can do in professional baseball. And it's been a lot of fun. I think a lot of the guys are feeding off the energy as well. And they're learning, obviously, and they have some things to adjust and grow with. But I'll tell you what, the maturity and just the feel and just the presence on the mound and on the field has really been big. And that's a huge key, just your belief and confidence in yourself. And obviously, there's going to be adjustments to make. But I really love the attitude and the energy they're bringing.
Hey, Coach, you know, describe that process. I know you were, when you lost a few guys you lost a pitcher, you lost just, you know, odds and ends stuff. Describe that process, because you mentioned there aren't a lot of guys out there, right? There's not a lot of guys out there, but you're financing success, with maybe some college kids just out. But what's that process like for you? Because it's not easy.
No, it hadn't been. That's been a very frustrating part early, because we saw some needs we had and some things we needed to plug in, and we just could not find anything. Here recently, there's been a few more releases, I think, because of the draft and everything, and they're finding ways to get those guys in their organization. So there's been a few more releases from the affiliated side, and obviously these college seniors that are out of eligibility are looking for a place to play. So I've had my eye on a few guys for a while and just kind of was waiting for the right opportunity and the need and the desire on their end. So I've been following them for a while and known about them and kind of been working on it for a couple of months, and it finally came true. We were able to add a few guys, and it was definitely a time of need that we wanted these guys. And like I said, I wanted some earlier, but just could not find them at that time. But right now there are a few more players out there, so you're able to kind of adjust and adapt your lineup and and or your team, and that's something we've done and kind of filled in some weak links, and we're hoping that's going to be enough to push us through to the end pretty strong.
Hey, Coach, talk about Altman. You know, Altman, is correct me if I'm wrong, how many has he hit, like 12 home runs in July?
Oh, man, it's crazy. And Michael Dixon actually told me that we hit 40 homers in July, which is, you know, by far leading the league, I think, and stuff like that. And man, that's cool to see. I do know we're leaving a yard a lot. Some guys that, you know, weren't swinging it as well are starting to really rise up and kind of, you know, swing it like they can and driving some runs. And we're missing Alday and Altman, who are, you know, probably our best two hitters. And to be able to, you know, still kind of, you know, have this offense rolling right now just shows the depth. And that's a sign of a good team. And I'm not saying we're great or anything like that, but I think we have the potential to be. And that shows when you have that depth like that and other people are picking up the slack and taking up for those guys. That's something we've done all year, man. Just a great group of guys look out for each other. And they're trying to carry the torch while some of their leaders are out right now. And you know, we get Altman back tomorrow night, I think, which is going to be huge. That's going to be a lot of fun to get him out there and lead us. And then Alday will be back soon after that, I hope. So we're trying to get it back together, man, and weather this storm right now, the whatever storm you want to call it, a little bit of injury, a little bit of COVID, a little bit of whatever. And if we can weather this storm and still have enough time left in the season to go ahead and get it going, it could be an exciting finish.
Hey, Coach, at this juncture of the season, like I said, you're on the downhill side of the schedule, making the run for the playoffs. How important is that leadership group for guys like Kurt Smith, some of the other guys that have been here before, and trying to keep some of the younger ones motivated? Because you know how it is. Baseball is a sport. It's a grind, and it can beat you up over time.
It can, and I haven't really seen that, though. I think the energy and just the passion for the game and just everybody's having fun, and that's huge. You know, you're not coming into the locker room saying, oh heck, okay, this is game 70, 75 or whatever, and mm-hmm. and you just feel the atmosphere and that drag and the lack of desire to want to be out there. That is definitely not the case. It's like people are ready, they're excited, they're energetic each and every day. Even if we lose a tough one, they come out the next day ready to go, and that's something that I've really enjoyed. And so instead of looking at it and saying, man, we played this many games, we got this many left, it's almost like, man, we only have this many left, and I don't want it to end type of feel. And that's kind of cool. And I'm not saying that's what everybody feels, but that's what I feel in the locker room and stuff, and just hearing the guys and the passion, the energy, the desire, the work ethic is there 100%, and they're ready to get after it. And some of these guys, including myself, that missed some time, you know, it makes you appreciate even that much more. Not that I needed that to appreciate it, but it allows you to kind of look at it from a different angle and kind of, I think it's the first game I've missed in 20-some years ever. I've just never missed a ball game for any reason. And so it was tough to do that and be on that side of things. And I think some of these other guys are experiencing that too, whether it's an injury or just sickness or whatever. So, you know, looking forward to having everybody back together again. I think that's just driving everybody that much more. And like I said, hopefully we're clicking at the right time and make a good run at this thing.
Coach, we're excited for you guys to get back to town. We got our big celebrity softball game going down on Saturday. And I don't know, man, I may need to talk to you before the game. I can't swing a bat. I don't think I've made it past first base these last two games.
What?
Man, I don't know what to say.
Get out there early with us, man. All right, we'll work on it. We got to get you a little bit better than that, you know.
All right. Well, if we need a first base coach, could we count on you if you're not busy?
Absolutely. Yeah. What time is it?
5:00. That's when the game starts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I hear they got a big beer fest thing going on or something too.
Beer fest during the game. We got celebrity softball. It's gonna be a good time, man.
I mean, that all goes along with softball, doesn't it? So that's perfect. I love it.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Coach, one more before I get you out of here, man, because I know you got you had to get out of there so you get the room packed up and they get it clean so you get your butts back home and go win a game and then get back home. Hey, because I know you're around the league for some time, the trade deadline's coming up for Major League Baseball. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that happens. Did you ever have to experience that or teammates that experienced the anticipation of maybe being traded, and what was that feeling like around the dugout?
Yeah, sure. They always, you know, talk about, especially with the Yankees, because the Yankees are always active during the trade deadline, that, you know, you're not just playing for the Yankees, you're playing for all those other clubs out there and stuff. And I do remember, you know, seeing a lot of the rotation I was with and the team I was with get traded. I was traded for Sterling Hitchcock I'm not sure the exact date, but I know it was towards the trade deadline. So, you know, I became part of that where they wanted to add another lefty out of the pen or maybe a little more, you know, starting pitching depth back then. So I was traded to the Padres. So, yeah, it definitely happens. That's just part of the game. You know, you can be happy where you are, but you're still performing for all those other clubs as well. And you know, I remember seeing people, you know, maybe have to sit or pull them out of the lineup or something, and then, you know, the buzz starts going on like, uh-oh, this guy's about to get traded. And we've all heard stories like that, you know, or whatever, that a guy maybe doesn't want to get traded and does, or maybe a guy does want to get traded and does, or whatever happens. So it's an exciting time of the year for baseball and seeing these chess moves and what these guys are doing and who's buying and who's selling and what pieces they're going after and how that's going to improve their ball club. So it's a fun time of year, and I always enjoy seeing it as well. But yeah, I was kind of a part of that as well back in the day.
Awesome. Hey, Coach, well, good luck today. Go get one against Fargo. Come back home, and many successes left. You guys travel safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
That sounds like a plan. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Coach. You too. Salt Dogs manager Brett Jody right there. Good stuff. It was crazy to hear him say that it's the first game he's missed in like 20-something years, whether it be a player or coach.
Insane.
And, you know, to hear – I didn't know he was in a trade for Sterling Hitchcock, by the way. That was cool stuff, by the way. Go look him up, by the way. Lefty out there. So, but, yeah, man, they get one today at 12-3 against Fargo. It looks like eight and a half back, trying to get back to second place, first place, and get through the process and get to the playoffs.
Yeah, that second place takes you to the playoffs, so – you know, that's all you really got to do. And they're only, what, four out from that? So
four out, I mean, if it's updated, maybe four out from second place right now. But again, like you said, they're going to switch over and be playing the North Division a lot coming down the stretch. There aren't many games left against the South. But again, a win's going to be a win. And by the way, we will find him. We're going to get you some swings pregame Saturday.
Yeah, I really
need some swings.
It's embarrassing to admit. I don't know. It must be too much of a golf swing. I don't understand. But he did say that we could count on him for being our base coach.
Yeah.
So that we got that going for us.
Yeah, take that. By the way, is it okay that we say like who the leadoff batter is coming up for Celebrity Softball?
I mean, we may not want to give away our strategy, but I think we can give it. Okay. Yeah, no. I think we could tell him. That's fine.
Who's leading off for us?
Oh, I thought you had it in front of you.
I do. I was going to let you say yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Who is it?
I thought you said you were.
No. I'm like in the middle of the pack.
Oh, so we're in the middle.
Yeah, towards the end. I can pull this up real fast to see.
Oh, I get it. I'm reading it wrong. Yeah, I'm batting two spots after you.
Two spots after me, yes.
I read it as you're batting second after me.
Correct.
Like, I thought you were the leadoff. I was batting. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
Coach.
All right. We don't need to go through that.
Coach D. Wayne just showed me the batting lineup, but I here it is. JP. JP is batting first.
He's leading us off. All right, there you go. We'll set the tone right there. Did Coach D. Wayne is setting the lineup, getting us ready for this this victorious Saturday we're about to have.
Two in a row.
There you go. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have West Shooting at 10, and also Henry T. Buchanan.